that was realized in the Department of Health and Human Services after we had closed our 2010 books. And really it is revenue from a couple different areas. One is in the Disability Services Division, prior to the transition to family care, we operated a number of Medicaid programs, and you have 12 months from the date of service in which to bill for those services. And as we were phasing out and transitioning our waiver programs over to family care, we had revenue that we were receiving for services that was provided earlier in 2010, just because you have 12 months from that date to recognize that revenue. So services that would have been provided late in 2010 that we were billing for, we were still receiving that revenue all the way up through the first quarter of 2011. We also did much better because we transitioned many of our waiver participants early, and we realized some additional revenue as we reconciled on the state human services reporting system. So we were real fortunate that we actually realized revenue from that transition, and you'll see there's about $3.4 million from that transition to family care. We also, as we have been for the last several years, been pretty successful in our youth age area, and where we have been doing much better than budgeted in terms of the number of youth that have been referred to state correctional facilities. And you will see that there was additional revenue that we realized in that area. Also, in our children's long-term support area, we have been budgeting money because we are transferring from paying many of the services that we provide for kids who have disabilities and their families to a third-party payer system. This is a system which the state is implementing statewide. We have been budgeting dollars for that as we made that transition in the late year, and we finally did the reconciliation. We did much better than we anticipated, and a lot of the revenue that we anticipated we were able to realize in terms of the form of savings. So with that, there was about $5.7 million available. We submitted a plan to the Department of Administrative Services, and we've been working with them in identifying, I think, some key ways in which the department could utilize some of that revenue. The majority of it is program-related, so we did want to recognize the use of that in some major programs that we saw were extremely beneficial to the department. So you can identify that we have recommending to use about 3.4 of that for our electronic medical records. That's within DHB. That's something that this committee supported last month, as well as the Health and Human Needs Committee. We are moving forth with our Joint Commission consultant this year. We would like to utilize the funds to complete that and pay that. We also want to have a little bit of money to jumpstart some of the community investments in DHD and look at starting some of the peer specialists, and also look at establishing a community link program. And we also identified about $100,000 to make some changes in the units for the all-women's unit, as well as the intensive treatment unit in DHD. In delinquency and court services, we've identified two areas for utilization of this money. We've been talking about ways that we can improve our recidivism review in delinquency, and we also are looking at some technology enhancements as well as some risk assessment tools that can better identify which children might be at high risk that are coming into delinquency and court services, and also provide training to staff. A lot of this, particularly around the risk assessment, will be very helpful in our dialogues that we've been having with the Milwaukee Police Department. And Disability Services, we're requesting about $25,000 to be able to have a small pot of money to provide some short-term one-time only services to individuals who are on our waiting list as a result of the CAP and family care. We've identified some video conferencing materials we'd like to purchase for EMS, and we'd like to proceed with a resource library in the Disability Services Division, which would be jointly shared with the Resource Center and the Department on Aging. So those items come up to $4 million, which leaves about $1.7 million that could go to the bottom line of the county. This also had another, I think, real positive side effect is that many of these initiatives, as you can see, in our requested budget, we had budgeted for them. There was about $1.3 million identified for electronic medical records. We had some money for joint commission. We also, as you know, had some dollars identified for some community enhancements in VHD. And for two of those areas in delinquency, we had some dollars identified in our 212 budget. So by identifying those and using this one-time only money this year, we were able actually to free up about $1.5 million of our 2012 requested budget that could be redirected and used for other things. We think that this is a good plan. It will certainly assist our department. And I think that we have been able to accomplish multiple things. And this actually was is one-time only revenue. And I think it was one of those real exciting windfalls that you don't always see.
I'm feeling all warm and fuzzy. Ms. Lyday, you used all the accounting terms that kind of excite me. Reconcile, additional revenue, successful budgeting, savings, planning. I'll get you flowers or a bike or whatever you want. So.
A lot of our flowers, don't you?
Yeah.
So, but no, this is phenomenal. You've done some excellent work, and I think sometimes it's been overlooked how much work and effort you put into saving us and making us look good as it relates to DHHS and PhD. Supervisor Roma West. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank Ms. Lyday and her staff for what they've been able to do for us as she's been the interim director. I heard yesterday that you received some praises, some kudos for your work as interim director.
It was very nice. The Health and Communities Committee was extremely thoughtful in the kindness they extended to me during the time I've been interim director, and I was very, very grateful for that.
And I'd like to congratulate you and thank you, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments?
Okay.
Next item.